There were two vacancies on the school board, and Litster is filling one of them. Board Chair Jean Ellis took the vote, which was unanimous in support of appointing Litster.
Motion passes. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Welcome aboard.
At the meeting, Litster took the oath and talked about how she has wanted to serve on the school board for several years. She said part of the reason is because she has four young children who will be in the school system until the year 2030.
I'm very interested in ensuring their quality education and supporting our schools. So I'm happy to have the opportunity to serve on the board so that I can do those things.
Besides her own four children, Litster is particularly interested in students with special needs. She works as a family services coordinator for Reach Incorporated, an agency that supports people of all ages with intellectual disabilities. She's also a guardian ad litem for Petersburg and Wrangell, where she advocates for children in court through the Office of Public Advocacy.
I have a big interest in the special education system and how to keep that strong, how to meet the needs of kids with special needs, particularly in rural Alaska. So I'm excited to get to see the other side of it and hopefully learn more, and hopefully I can support them better at work and maybe offer something to the school as well.
At the board meeting, high school principal Rick Dormer said the school has worked with Litster through the REACH program and said it's been a positive experience.
It's been a very good relationship. It's continuing to get stronger, and we really appreciate it. Her skills have been very professional, so we really appreciate working with her for several years now.
Petersburg resident Jay Lister has also applied to be a board member until the borough election. He was unable to attend the meeting. The board is tentatively set to meet with him on May the 9th. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.